USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The irony is real. A free speech rally is attacked with violence as counter-protesters stormed the event Saturday in San Francisco. The demonstration staged by conservative activists turned ugly after several hundred counter-protesters outnumbered and attacked those gathered, throwing bottles over police. Philip Anderson, the organizer of the event, posted photos on his social media of his bloody mouth. He said Antifa protesters attacked him for no reason. No one was arrested. Law enforcement groups are appalled by Vice President Joe Biden for suggesting training police to shoot suspects in the leg.
So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes certain psychological tests.
The Detectives Endowment Association said Friday, Biden's suggestion that cops should shoot someone in the leg if they're coming at them is insulting and demonstrated his incompetence. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Montana Senate race heats up. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be open up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead.
The state of Montana has 3 electoral votes in the Electoral College. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The COVID-19 pandemic was making 2020 look as an election year with low turnout. Instead, Americans are turning out in numbers to cast early ballots, weeks before the election day. Experts predicting record-breaking numbers. Voters in North Carolina fight the rain and tell CNBC why they came out early.
I remember a time when you couldn't vote early. So this is one of the finest hours. You can do it. Get in there, cast your vote.
For me, there's just something about coming in person and voting. As long as I'm physically able, I want to be able to do that and just to really experience other people that are out here voting also.
Dr. Fauci on 60 Minutes says the country is fatigued with lockdown.
Dr. Anthony Fauci in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes says the coronavirus
Dr.
pandemic
Fauci
would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national
USA
lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy. So instead of having an opposition, open up the economy, get jobs back, or shut down. No, put shut down away and say, we're going to use public health measures to help us safely get to where we want to go.
That interview in its entirety will air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.